Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Phil. Thanks for the introduction.
Always. Now, first things first, what are the current laws in New South Wales and Queensland? Or moreover, what are the grey areas in the abortion laws?
Well, both Queensland and New South Wales have abortion defined in the criminal code. So in a sense, it's true to say that abortion in Queensland and New South Wales is a criminal matter. But in both those states, there have been really important court cases, one in New South Wales in 1971 and then later in 1986 in Queensland, where doctors were charged with abortion offences, but the court found them not guilty on these conditions. So in some senses, it's true to say that in Queensland and New South Wales, abortion is a criminal matter, which it is, but also it's kind of legal. And certainly that's the context in which doctors in both states have been conducting abortions now for some time. It's basically legal. But the fact that it's still in the criminal code creates a bit of discomfort for a lot of doctors, and certainly a sustainable workforce of doctors to provide abortion is an ongoing problem. And the fact that it's criminal, you know, puts a lot of doctors, puts them off. And there's this issue, I think, that's been raised in the medical journal, which is about the question of medical abortion, that is, being able to have an abortion just from taking pills, that could hypothetically be provided by GPs. But because of the illegality issue, that kind of gets in the way of what could be a really important development. So the criminal law plays a part, also in South Australia and the Northern Territory, actually, but it's kind of different in every jurisdiction, but the criminal law is certainly an obstruction.
Yeah, well, that sounds like it's about as grey as an area can get. How is it that then women are able to access the information and services of abortion at the moment if it is still, by technical definition, a criminal act?
Well, we need to understand it carefully, because women need to know that in every jurisdiction in Australia, abortion is provided lawfully. But doctors have to be much more aware of the criminal law than the women do. Doctors have to be aware that, yes, there are certain conditions that have to be met to make the abortion lawful. So on the one hand, in most jurisdictions in Australia, abortions have been provided very liberally. Privately, the public sector in Australia is not very forthcoming in providing abortions, except in South Australia. But if you have the money to pay, abortion has been provided very liberally in Australia since the early 1970s. Doctors, however, are aware that it's in the criminal code. Most women don't know that, and they don't really need to know, because there are conditions under which, you know, it's lawful to provide an abortion. So it's kind of a sticky area, or a tricky area to explain, because I don't want to frighten women and make them think abortion's illegal, but it's because it's not. But there are these conditions that providers have to meet, and they could be made much more easily provided.
It definitely sounds like they need to be made much more easily provided.
Yeah.
Do these laws impede in any way the ability of doctors to provide information to clients or patients, rather, and actual procedures themselves?
Well, I think a lot of doctors, GPs, are just ignorant of the law, and sometimes that leads them to be more cautious than they need to be. Sometimes doctors don't know what the referral pathway is to guide a woman to, in New South Wales and Queensland, a private clinic, which is where nearly all abortions are provided in both of those states. There are, of course, some doctors who are anti-abortion, a minority, but you might come across such a doctor, and they then can be very obstructive in providing women abortions. Whilst there is this kind of shadow of the criminal law, I think that the situation around providing women with information is much more complex. It's often about GPs' ignorance. Then there are the kind of small minority of doctors who are clearly anti-abortion. So the criminal law is just a part of that mix. But it certainly would be better if it wasn't there at all. But in terms of giving information, there's some fabulous websites in Australia that give really good information for every state and territory. If you're a woman needing an abortion, here's, you know, an abortion clinic or a phone number to contact. The criminal law is just part of the mix. I think more generally, state government health departments, for example, could be much more open in promoting information, both to the medical profession but also to the general community. So the public health system actually could do a lot more, and that's not necessarily a legal issue. That's more about the public health system.
Well, what do you think, reforms-wise, could be done to see women gain perhaps easier access to information and the services that they might need regarding abortion?
Well, actually, there's a lot going on in this space in Australia at the moment. As I think you're aware, there's a bill before the New South Wales Parliament put up by a Green MP, Dr. Maureen Faruqi. It hasn't actually been presented in Parliament, but it's there and lots of people are getting organised around it. And her bill seeks to completely remove abortion from the criminal code. That would be an excellent development because it would leave abortion as a health matter to be regulated like any other health matter. There's also a bill currently before the Queensland Parliament, put up by an independent guy called Rob Pine. That bill's been to the Parliament. It's been to a committee. The committee found certain problems with the bill, I think ideological problems. I thought the bill was a really good one. It sought to completely decriminalise abortion. He's put another bill back into the Parliament, which would accompany his first bill. That's a live process right now. And the newly elected government in the Northern Territory are also that they've also said that they would move to reform the law there. In the Northern Territory and South Australia, there's an added complication around the provision of medical abortion, that is, having pills to induce an abortion. In the Northern Territory and South Australia, the law says an abortion must be performed in a hospital. Now, that's not been a really major impediment until the last 10 years or so when medical abortion has been available in Australia. And because in the Territory and South Australia, the law says abortion has to be provided in a hospital, that's really acting as an obstruction to what could be much more easily available medical abortion. You could just go to a GP if they were willing. And that, of course, would make abortion much more available to women who aren't in the metropolitan centres. So decriminalisation would be fabulous and would just remove one whole layer of restriction. But then there's other issues like the public health system, like doctors' willingness to be involved with abortion provision. So I'm all for decriminalisation. But it's never going to solve all the problems. There needs to be movement on other fronts as well.
Well, perhaps we should be following after Poland's lead and getting a 30,000-strong crowd to take up arms in protest. Maybe that would help.
Well, that was pretty amazing, what happened in Poland at the beginning of last week. But they're in a much more extreme situation. I mean, I think overall Australia has fairly liberal provision of abortion, and we need to understand that. Women who are not in cities, women who live in the country and remote areas have very big issues, and then there's this question of medical abortion, and then there's the question of the public health system not providing abortion in Australia. But you go somewhere like Poland, which it has a Catholic culture and at the moment a very right-wing government, abortion is incredibly restricted there. And there was this beginning of an attempt to make abortion completely unavailable in Poland, and that obviously was a straw that broke the camel's back. And so we had this fabulous strike by women. Women went on strike. They didn't go to work. They didn't go to study. They didn't do their chores at home. And that really big protest in the capital city streets. Yeah, 30,000, mainly women, dressed in black. That was a really exciting demonstration of women, I think, kind of saying enough's enough. Abortion is so limited in Poland already. And here was a proposal to make it completely unavailable. So, yeah, that kind of mass mobilisation is exciting and could be really useful in Australia. But given that abortion is pretty liberally available, it's a kind of more nuanced issue in Australia. But, you know, I wouldn't say no to 30,000 people coming out in the streets of Sydney or any other capital city. But, yeah, the situation is not as extreme here as it is in some of those European countries, but also in many countries around the world, in Latin America, for example. So Australia's pretty liberal, but there's certainly lots of room for improvement.
Well, it's nice to hear that we are a bit better off than some. Barbara, thanks very much for joining me to have a chat this morning about this.
Thank you, Phil.